This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Come on in, take a seat, make sure you can see. Find your place, set the pace, what's about to race now.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Wow, 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 it's very nice.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show. Starring the hippest guy on sports radio.
True that. Got a cool selfie, though, bro.
How do you do, fellow kids?
Greg Hill.
This is Tarek from Boston. What's up?
Greg, every time. Tarek. Every time. I call
him. I'm sorry.
Can I call you T
going forward?
Featuring the man who made Tom Brady famous.
I almost disagree with that sentiment.
Brady looks, throws in the end zone. Touchdown to Jerome Wiggins.
You on that scissor.
Wiggy.
Yeah, I don't even still don't know how to work chat GPT.
Right.
Okay.
No, I don't either. It scares me.
Or spell it. It's a P. Oh,
Chat GPT.
Like pepperoni.
Oh, okay.
Joined by our queen.
On every day that ends in A.
You got the really making it hard for me to embrace the hate with love this year.
Courtney Cox.
Meaning like you have a burner.
Yes.
You probably do.
I don't.
Have several burners in Twitch.
No,
like the Kevin Durant.
And accompanied by the best Chris and Chris duo there is.
I don't think he's going to respond well to that, to be honest.
Curtis.
And the other liar was me last night. Publicly saying I'm friends with Curtis. That was a complete lie.
And Shine.
Listen to this guy, guess his name is Shine.
Now, the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Crap, I gotta deal with this today.
What up, Hill Man?
We're happy to have the Hill Man down at Patriot Place.
On Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
Let's go.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Good morning.
What up, bitches?
It's clearly new intro day, so if you want, we can smash it or trash it like we used to do with a hit single in the old days in radio.
All right.
I'm fine with that right off the bat. Good morning.
Right.
Hello. Welcome. Happy Monday.
All right.
Where are you at?
This is Jermaine from East Boston, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Yes.
I'd love to trash that.
You want to trash it? I knew you were going to trash it.
I knew it was going to be heavy metal, and so I thought I was going to hate it a lot more than I did. Mm-hmm. I do think you need more than one morning to see if you like it or not.
Okay.
But I liked it. I didn't absolutely hate it.
Okay. So you're saying it's like that first sip of a good bottle of wine. You need to swish it around your mouth a little bit.
Yeah, that was a good way to put it.
And then see how it affects the palate.
Right.
Curtis, good morning.
I hate criticizing anything that Greg and Shime do because they work hard. But I really am on the leave well enough alone side.
Oh, okay. All right.
It was very good. It's a lot of work. Shime, great job. There's nothing that was you guys in terms of the ideas, the liners, everything. Well done.
Yep.
Just wasn't the didn't get me going.
Okay. So you're saying we gave it the old college try.
Yep.
And it didn't translate.
Like the drops are like the drops are always fine. It's really just the music bed. Yeah, I didn't really like the music bed in the beginning was low and loud, and it was just like,
it
but
was
the
high
drops
energy.
Are fine.
It wasn't low energy, but it.
No, I mean,
that type of music makes
be
me
low
angry.
And loud.
No. Like, you couldn't really hear it.
Okay. Yeah, you mean volume wise.
Yeah, volume wise, you couldn't really hear it.
That, now you're critiquing Shime and his engineering production abilities.
Well, no.
I don't. But if you. Not, I'm not calling that into play. I mean, I might have let the intro of the song establish itself a little bit. But who am I to judge?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I just, from time to time, there is customer feedback, which is, can you change the intro? It's been TikTok boom for 3 years. And then, so I say, all right,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to hear the voice of the people yeah. and try to respond. And I
text of the morning, 860. I'm driving my son to work, and this scared the S out of him.
Yeah.
I don't want to scare any children. We do. That's not our intent.
Like Nobody wants to be angry driving that early. And I feel like that type of music like gets people's blood boiling.
Okay. I love the.
Sorry, it's not T Swift.
Well, that would get me like going.
I would go for some Tate McCrazy. That lady.
Yeah,
I like the intro, like incorporating the hill notes.
Uh-huh.
Like all yeah, that okay. stuff is cool. I'm just talking about the music element. It was
right.
508 texter says it perfectly. Greg, stop with changing the introduction. Iconic shows. When you hear the song, you know what is coming on.
That's
what we've done with Tick Tick Boom.
You mean like Seinfeld or something,
or Mike and the Mad Dog.
Like Full House.
Like they never changed their introduction
right.
song. Okay.
Right.
Didn't
right.
Stern have the same intro song forever?
I don't know. I guess you're right. When it comes to a classic television program, mm-hmm. they would never change it up.
Would they change the Rembrandts on Friends? I mean, I'll be there for you.
But it's never the drops, though. It really, all it is the music bed selection.
Correct.
You know, and yeah. it's really trying
yes.
to find
yes.
that good instrumental beat that
you
is...
You are correct about yeah. that. I had hoped that perhaps we had found it, but... We will keep the never-ending search going.
That's all you can do.
That's what we will do.
Keep looking for gold.
Speaking of television, episode 4 of Celtic City will drop this evening? Or is that tomorrow?
No, Monday night. It's tonight, Monday. Yep, Monday night.
This is your episode. This is the Larry Bird episode.
Larry Legend.
So
the hick from French Lick.
Yeah. Curtis, I was listening to your show Saturday.
I know, you called.
And I particularly enjoyed the individual who called breathlessly to proclaim that Red Auerbach is overrated.
Oh.
Wow.
I don't know.
It's a hot take.
It was an odd feeling on a Saturday. Like, I usually am ready to get the hell out of there after 20 minutes with Ken. But I would have stayed for 2 hours to talk to this moron who called in.
A guy was, probably sounded like he was pushing 80. No offense.
Oh.
But to suggest that Red Auerbach, who is arguably the mm-hmm. single greatest general manager in the history, and, by the way, also in the running for greatest coach.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
ever in the history of sports was overrated was a bizarre take on Saturday, Curtis.
It was the stupidest thing I have ever heard. And his call subject said, I'm a second cousin of Rick Pitino. You guys are a-hole.
Yeah. Yeah, he was trying to defend. He was trying to defend Rick Pitino for firing Red Auerbach. You cut him off before he got, and I do agree with him. I think he was probably going to go in the direction of the Paul Silas trade being the worst in sports. You didn't let him get there, Curtis.
I do
agree with that. But
I don't know what it is, and I don't have any really, you know, obviously Pitino tried to ruin the Celtics, and he's kind of a dink, or is a dink.
Yeah.
But, like, I root so hard against him. And John Calipari's no upstanding citizen. But, like, I kind of like that his family's into it and they're right next to him and they seem to really love him and all that.
Yeah.
But, like, when they lost that game to Arkansas Saturday, I was so happy. An a-hole that guy is.
I mean, a great weekend of basketball. That game, that Auburn game. Was that the late game? What was the last game on Saturday night? I guess that Auburn game was the second to last game.
Okay.
In which I ended up going to Lake Winnipesaukee to mm-hmm. go visit our good friend. I don't know if I should mention him publicly because as I'm sitting there, he won a $44,000 bet on the over on that game. And
on
I
the
was
Auburn
just,
game?
Yes, and then proceeded to rub it in every single person's face.
Wow.
Which I don't think is appropriate. Like, if you're wagering that much time, should you be rubbing it in the faces of others?
No, it's like, Greg, when you make a hole-in-one, you have to buy everybody drinks. You hit that bet, you're buying everybody drinks.
Yeah. Correct. Well,
I'm sure Dooley was buying drinks. But, like, I mean, if you have that type of money to just be betting like that on Auburn.
It was $20,000 plus to win 44. Yeah. So, I mean.
He wouldn't want you to rub it in his face if he lost that bet. So that's the way you have to be as a bettor, you know?
I have to say this. I would hate to do that because that means that the over of the last game of Saturday night,
second to last.
Like, how much did you lose during the day that you had to bet $20K on that over?
Yeah, when you I bet like
was, that. Sharm, I think the over under was 130, and I think it was a foul shot at the end that secured the over.
Yeah. That
and
is
the,
some
and,
juice.
And the $44,000.
Yeah. When you bet like that, I don't. You're not really tripping about 20 grand.
You're not worried about the
20 grand. No, not when you're betting like that.
Yeah. But how do you feel about UConn and their head coach?
I love that guy. I was thinking about that yesterday. It's very hard to be a well-balanced human being and be the best at what you do, and I think Hurley is a great example of that. He is not at all emotionally
stable.
But, like, if I'm a fan of UConn, like, what an awesome, awesome guy. Like, that Florida team is much more talented than UConn.
Yeah.
And they – I was shocked that UConn lost.
Did they get robbed, though? He made it seem like they got robbed.
No, he was saying that.
I didn't feel like they got robbed.
No.
I mean, I
Oh, you're talking about when he was getting off the court, he was like, I hope that they don't F you.
Yeah.
But that's.
I don't feel like he got robbed. Do you?
No, I don't either. I think he was saying, like, I hope they don't F you like they F'd us. Like, I think he was saying it about Baylor. Like, I hope that you guys don't play as poorly against them as we did.
Oh, okay.
Like, that's how I took it.
You thought he was talking about his players?
Like, I think that he knew that they were the better team. The Florida was the better team. So I hope that you guys don't get effed like we did. I don't think he was talking about them getting screwed.
Oh, okay.
You mean he was talking about Florida in the future if Baylor meets them?
Yeah, when he was walking off the court, that's what he kept saying.
Yeah, to the Baylor guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I don't think he was saying that their team got screwed during the game.
Oh,
that's what Wiggy's asking.
Yeah, no,
he was talking about the refs.
That's what the entire world felt.
I don't think that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, interesting take. Is that your lead this morning? No,
no, it's not my lead. I just that's my take.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't see the game,
don't
so
get
I was.
Upset. I'm not upset. You
seem like you got upset.
How do I seem like I got upset? I'm just asking you what your take is.
Yeah.
I have yet to hear anybody say that he was forecasting ahead into the future to say, I hope that eventually Baylor, should you end up facing Florida, they don't.
Okay, you think my take's dumb. That's fine.
I don't.
We all hear things differently, I guess.
I don't think your take is dumb.
I didn't see the game. They played Florida, correct?
Yes.
Yes, they lost to Florida.
All right, Baylor's in a whole different bracket. Am I correct? Did I miss something here?
No.
I just saw it on social media, I thought he was saying that somehow they were screwed over in that game.
That's what I thought.
All right.
I heard it wrong then. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, it's okay.
I mean, I don't, like I said, I didn't see the game, so that's why I was asking the question.
Yeah.
But,
all right. Chime. Do you have the old intro available should we need a show restart? We may need to have a show
I don't need
restart.
A show restart. I heard it one way. I was wrong.
Yes, yes. All right. What else?
Opening day's Thursday.
Yeah. Sounds like Christian Campbell made the old ball club, Curtis.
Yes.
So you got yourself a second baseman.
Yep.
That's good news.
Well, you never know. Maybe Bregman will pull a hammy and Devers will start at third.
So that whole, was Marcella Meyer, that whole him going to second base thing was a nothing burger?
Well, I mean.
Curtis, what are you laughing about?
We really should restart.
What's his name? What's his first name? How do you say his first name?
Marcelo.
Marcelo?
Marcelo would be a big story.
Yeah, Marcelo, I don't know. Marcelo, I thought that they made it sound like he was going to second base.
Yes.
So it's going to be Campbell? Yes. All right.
I'm assuming that he will get a shot at it, hence why he has made the opening day roster.
All right.
All right, well, we got a lot to get to on this morning's show, and that includes our leads coming up in just about 10 minutes or so. And then they said it, when we finally finish our leads, and we will go over what Jeremy Swayman said about almost going full goon last night, among other things. So they said it at 7 or thereafter on this morning show. And the news with Courtney coming up at 7:45. And among the things that we will get to during the news, science has determined the 5 deadliest fast food items that you could order. And after this, you probably will never order them again. So we will get to that and the rest of the news later. But right now, to get us started, here is Courtney with what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Celtics beat the Trailblazers out west 129-116 yesterday. Jason Tatum had 30 while Sam Hauser had 24. No Jaylen Brown, no Kristaps Porzingis or Drew Holiday in this one. The Bruins fell to the Kings in L.A. 7-2. The Kings setting a franchise record with this win, their 14th straight home game without a loss in regulation. The Red Sox dropped one to the Twins 9-3. The Sox playing exhibition games in Mexico today and tomorrow. Today's game is at 9 p.m. You can listen to the matchup right here on EEI and across the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. And when it comes to March Madness, no games till Thursday for the men. One upset yesterday, 6-seed Ole Miss beat out 3-seed Iowa State. UConn women play their second round matchup with San Diego State tonight at 8 p.m. And with so much to love, you don't want to miss the Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. And Greg, we can no longer give Shime or Courtney hard times for missing work for jury duty.
Yes.
Boomer Esiason is out today.
Wow.
For jury duty.
Okay.
How in the hell does Boomer Esiason have to go to jury duty?
He won't get picked, though. No way.
No, he's Boomer Esiason.
Right.
Every time I'm working here on Saturday, he has another show that's on TV. It's unbelievable. God love him. 33 degrees, cloudy afternoon, high of 48.
Curtis, is there some spring snow possible later in the Merrimack Valley? Is that what I heard?
Yeah. Well, I only said Boston. So,
okay.
You know, right. At Brady International, there won't be snow, but up in Lowell, there might be shine. Look out.
Okay, we will get to our leads coming up next. Shine, Wiggy says the volume was a little low on that.
Wow.
If you don't mind adjusting.
It was on the intro. I mean, you said critique it. In the beginning, it was like a mashup.
But I did do a little digging in the song.
All right. I did do a little digging and got to the bottom of the whole Dan Hurley.
I see where I went wrong.
I just want to clean it up.
It would make no sense for him to tell Baylor, be careful for Florida.
No. I understand where I went wrong. Actually, you were kind of in the right ballpark. He was saying, I hope they don't F you like they don't F us, talking to the Baylor team and coaches as they awaited in the tunnel playing next.
We all know that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Why did anybody say that to me when I asked?
Did you miss the? Did you miss it over the weekend?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then
that's why I asked.
Others here saw it and paid attention to it, and so that's what we're. Yeah, that's it.
My whole thing going. I understand right. how that just came across, right. and I understand how dumb that sounded. I was saying that I didn't feel like they got screwed during the game. I believe Greg and I agree on that one.
Yes.
But it would not make any sense to warn Baylor about Florida. Yeah. I understand now.
Well, that's why I asked.
The mistake may have gone there.
Yeah, that's why I asked. I was confused what it was all about.
Yeah.
And I guess he saw them in the tunnel. So
you know. Silly little me.
How long would it take you to put a new intro together and then we could restart? It would be a rare show restart. We haven't done one in a long time.
I might be able to do it while people are doing leads if you want. I can get it done by 7, I think.
Good. Okay. just cobble something together in,
yeah,
the, just, in the workshop out back.
Yeah, I'll throw Maybe. Together a tick, tick, boom real quick and call it a day.
This is Danny from Plymouth. Hello, Danny.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
Courtney, I didn't know if Courtney was higher than a lab rat on that take, because that was brutal. I mean, for her to tell, that means that Baylor would have to beat Duke.
Yes,
correct.
So either she's taking Wiggy's edibles.
No, Danny, you are correct.
I almost drove off the road. I mean, yeah. What the hell?
She's not on edibles.
No, I did drink something on Friday night that there may still be some effects hitting me this morning.
Oh,
all right.
Wow. DMs actually sent me a message saying, I love those drinks. And I said, well, they put me on the moon, so I will never be having another.
What was it?
It was a infused seltzer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did you know you were drinking it before you drank it?
Yeah, because I was like, I don't really want alcohol tonight. Uh-huh. And so Santa was having a drink. I said, oh, I'll just have one of these.
Okay.
Like, do you have like 30 of them?
No, I had one.
So it was like a weed seltzer thing.
Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
They're legal. I don't know. Ken gets upset sometimes, so I just don't. Yeah, it was a THC-infused seltzer.
Right. Yeah.
I had one, and it just put me on a different planet.
Uh-huh. So they's hitting. As my friend would say.
Seems like they're still hitting. They are still hitting.
Well, those things will F you.
All right. Well. Hey, so they ain't hitting now.
Huh?
They's hitting. All right.
So, is there
any just seltzer left? Is it all something else?
White Claw's now doing non-alcoholic seltzers, actually.
Yeah, that's
a lot of those
polar.
Brands are doing the opposite, going away from the alcohol.
Good.
Yeah, you can still get, we had some delicious polar seltzer on Friday morning at the Brock. And by the way, I don't want to sound old and sentimental. Go ahead, Curtis. You do every day. But
you sound spry.
Those of you that came out and hung out on Thursday night for the pregame at Wachusett, we are so blessed to have you. I was overwhelmed with how many of you came out on Thursday night. And then those of you who came to the snow show in the rain, not in the snow, in March, not in February, at Wachusett Mountain. It's amazing. And so I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart.
It's always fun.
For the support of this show. I cannot thank you enough for that.
Unbelievable. We all literally were like, well, if nobody comes, let's just go to dinner early. Because it's a Thursday night in the middle of March at Wachusett.
From 5 till 7. And honestly,
people show up, man.
You guys showed out. And so I don't want you to think that we don't appreciate it, because we do. And I was thinking about it all weekend. And it's an incredible thing you do by giving us your time every morning. So, and sometimes at night and sometimes over the weekend. Mm-hmm. So thank you for that. All right, Shime, let's get right to the leads.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for the lead.
Great choice this morning. That is Led Zeppelin. I don't take you for a Led Zeppelin fan, or have you grown into one of late?
I would say I've grown into one over time. I think being on the show has aided in that.
Okay. I mean, arguably the greatest rock band of all time. Arguably. I mean, I would put the Beatles, I would put the Stones, and I would put Led Zeppelin into a category by themselves. Personally. All right, leads are brought to you this morning by Subaru. And there's a lot to love about the trusted 2025 Subaru Forester. Find yours at SubaruOfNewEngland.com. Good morning, Shime.
Yeah, good morning, Greg. The NCAA tournament is well underway here. And 7 SEC teams have reached the Sweet 16. Almost nearly half of your Sweet 16 teams are SEC teams. And I'm curious, I kind of want to just pose a question. Like, is this the future of college sports under NIL? Like, is the SEC going to dominate every sport now simply because they have the most money for the most part? There will be the occasion where schools like Michigan and Ohio State will compete because they have that kind of money to be able to compete. They have the alumni, they have the sources and the funds. But when you look at the grand scheme of things, it seems like 7 out of 16 times, the best team is going to be in the SEC. Like, these SEC teams are like, oh, football's not enough. Now we can dominate college basketball. And that's what they're doing. They were the best division in the sport all season long, and now they're proving it to you in the NCAA tournament. And my overall question is this just the future of college sports under the NIL, where the SEC will just continuously dominate?
Well, wouldn't the other conferences then eventually react and go out and get more money, whether it's from boosters or from sponsors or...
Sure, but a school like, you know, Clemson can only get so much money.
Yeah.
More money. I guess it really depends. Like, it really depends on the boosters of the school.
And it depends if the boosters care about basketball.
Yeah, do they care about basketball?
I will say, though... If Baylor is able to get themselves back in the tournament and then beat Duke, I feel like the money will be fine.
Well, let's not go too far, Greg, because Baylor was still in it at the point of this back and forth. Yes, so they were still in it.
Well, Duke looks so good.
Yeah.
Who was? Were you on that? Or you picked Duke?
Me
early.
And Kostos.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they're an ACC.
I was also on snow coming, and then everybody laughed at me last week. But it seems like there might be snow today in Merrimack Valley.
But Cooper Flag is...
What does that have to do with saying it was coming last week? It's a totally different weather pattern.
No, I said it was coming Saturday, then it moved to Monday. Just saying.
Cooper Flag is the real deal, kid.
And that's an ACC team. I mean, granted, it is Duke getting the best player in the country to go there, so...
What a fall from grace for Big East, though. They have no teams left.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you have
but
a
you
shot
kind
with...
But UConn and Creighton at least showed up.
Yeah. Mm.
I'm just saying, Big East used to be the conference when it came to March, and now...
UConn got effed. We know that from Dan Hurley.
Yes, so. Sure did.
Yes, he did. They
Pitino got did, too, elsewhere.
I give Pitino credit, though, for...
turning that program
around. Sitting his star. Like, because tough to do that.
Right.
He couldn't hit the what do they call it? The
side of
a barge in the lake.
Right.
But I give him credit for doing that.
Yeah, I mean, he turned that program around. I mean, St. John's program back in the day was one of the top notch programs in basketball, and they fell off, and he's kind of turned that program around, and now they're relevant again because of him.
Yeah. All right, Shime, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Good lead this morning. Hello, Curtis.
Hey, Greg. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. So we had the governor of the Celtics on Friday. It was excellent. Went around the world over the weekend with Wick Grosbeck, and he said that he doesn't envision any team going into the second apron given the new penalties that have been implemented by the collective bargaining agreement that just started. That you're going to lose the ability to add players using the mid-level exemption. You're going to be unable to trade draft picks. And I say, fine. Keep this team as it is as long as possible and just pay the tax. Mm. You're not going to ever be this good again. Don't do what the Patriots did, which is squander years where you have the coach and the quarterback together. Utilize Jalen and Jason. And if Porzingis and others are, in and out, whatever. But that's not an excuse to me. And it's the latest and greatest example of owners unanimously ratifying an agreement that penalizes winning by saying we can't spend, then bitching about it. If you give yourself a budget and then don't go over it, you could still be cheap. It's just you keeping yourself to a budget. It's just their money. And I don't find these rules to be nearly as difficult to overcome as was insinuated on the interview on Friday. I do think there will be teams in the next 10-15 years that will be in the second apron for a prolonged period of time, and no team better exemplifies one that should do it than the Celtics.
Well, and I heard you guys talking a little bit about this on Saturday, but the intent to create, you and Ken were arguing about whether the intent to create parity is working for the NBA. And Ken's argument was he took it geographically because he was basically saying that OKC being in it was indicative of the fact that teams that weren't in big markets could compete, basically, Curtis.
Right, but I think, God love Ken, I don't think they taught parity at Northeastern, because if you're really good, you can stay really good. In the NFL, the goal was to, you know, the salary cap was initially imposed to prevent dynasties. And just like in the NBA, if you have a great quarterback in the NFL, you overcome all that. And in the NBA, you're basically, half the league has no shot before the first basketball is in the air. So that means there isn't parity from my point of view.
Yeah, I agree with you. The parity thing, there's really no parity. We know kind of the teams coming into the season. And I think with OKC, they just hit on their players. Like, you look at teams that are kind of constantly in the lottery, with a team like New Orleans versus OKC, your superstar in SGA, you hit on him.
Right.
And
right.
that's kind of what has turned things around. And remember, they hit on KD and Russell Westbrook and James Harden. So they kind of had a little bit. And then obviously those guys ended up going elsewhere, trading guys away. And then they hit a little bit of a bump in the road. But now they've hit on SGA.
That's kind of like the dynastic argument, is that everybody uses Golden State and says you can't keep it going forever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you eventually have to trade guys away.
And I would say Oklahoma City is like the Oakland Athletics. Like, if you'll always have really smart teams with really good GMs that pop up from time to time and overcome other different challenges.
And there's also an element of luck to it. Like the SGA thing, they got him from the Clippers. Nobody right. knew he was going to be this when he was on the Clippers.
Right.
People thought he was good, but people didn't think he could be MVP of the league good.
And I think with Golden State, that broke up because of the relationship with Kevin Durant and Draymond Green,
right,
more than anything. Like, they could have kept that thing together, but because of the relationships was so sullied between them two, I think that's kind of why that broke up. It's the same with the Lakers in the Kobe and Shaq era.
Right.
If you can get guys to be able to play together and be able to not go at each other's throats or feel like, oh, I should be the guy, I'm not the guy. If you can get the coach to get those guys to kind of buy in,
right,
you can keep those guys around and build something special.
And Curtis, don't forget the league created parity for the Lakers this season by orchestrating a trade.
That they did.
Like, don't forget that part of it.
They did.
Yeah.
And then LeBron got hurt, and now it's kind of like, you know, the league wasn't expecting that one.
They're still going to be in the finals.
There's no way.
Well, I wonder who's playing third on Friday.
Who's playing third on Friday?
He's saying that our Rafi Devers.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah,
take.
Well, maybe it is Bregman. You'd be right about that one.
There you go. Keep
are
the
you
buck.
Still maybe on? I mean, Rafi Devers,
is he hurt?
He hasn't fielded a single ground ball at third base during spring training.
Oh, hey, Rafi,
are you still? Do you still think it's possible that?
Yeah, I still think he's going to play third base this year.
Friday, you think he'll be at?
Is he healthy? Are they saying he's healthy?
That's a loaded question. That is a loaded question.
I mean, I think if he's healthy and ready to go, I think he's playing third base.
You do? Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. All right. Well, we got to take a break. We will get to the rest of this morning's leads coming right up next. Should you choose to, you can watch this show on Twitch or on YouTube. And this show is presented every single day on Twitch by Springer's Jewelers, and there are three locations you can visit, one in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and the others in my adopted home continent of Maine, one in Portland and the other in Bath. Visit springersjewelers.com. And hello and good morning to those that are listening to us on our main radio stations this morning. I was in the Lakes region this weekend, Curtis, and bemoaning the fact that we are not on in the Lakes region. We should be on in the Lakes region. If there's anybody listening up there, right when I got here, for whatever the reason, the Lakes region people decided to go easy listening instead of sports. And so I would make a plea right now. It's beautiful up there. I love Winnipesaukee. If there should be some kind of a grassroots effort by you people to get us back on some radio station in the Lakes region.
If we were on in the Romney's house alone, we'd add 100 listeners.
I was doing a little potential roadshow scouting over the weekend. Yeah, I can't say anything about it.
Wow.
Till we announce all roadshow deets. But that's coming next week, right?
Next week.
You wanna announce on April 1st.
Yeah,
right?
I think we should do April 1.
Okay, April 1. We'll give you roadshow deets. And I don't know, maybe we will make our way to a different part of New Hampshire.
That would be a fun one.
Maybe.
And Greg, to the people up there that have the easy listening, maybe we send them our open because they'll like that.
I'm taking a lot of abuse on the open. I think I may just give up. I will take myself completely out of the new open suggestions and let Shime do whatever he wants. And massive fail on my part in choosing that the attempt at a new open this morning. So I don't know.
So who picked the music?
I did.
Oh,
we all make mistakes.
I did.
Right. Well, I didn't know if Shime had any info in that.
Input.
Yeah. If he had any juice when it came to that.
Yeah. No.
Mm-hmm.
We could go right back to TikTok. Boom. We could try and see if we could save this one. Maybe this is just the Wednesday intro song. I don't know.
Got to get you through hump day.
I like to know when my favorite show's about to be on. And Tick, Tick, Boom is that for us.
It is.
When I look at it and I'm on that text line, I'm responding. I see more people either impartial or for Tick, Tick, Boom than against.
Uh-huh. Well, there are some people who say I loved it. Don't like one person said, don't listen to those jerks that are commenting on it. So, I mean, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's salvageable. Who knows? All right. We have leads that remain. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I made my lead this morning about Amir Khan because his name was not dragged, but not put up on the pedestal to its fullest potential on Friday when you guys were all saying, oh, what's he getting in NIL deals? Just free Buffalo Wild Wings?
Uh-huh.
Not the case, actually. Amir took over 135 calls for NIL deals.
Wow.
He has now inked 12 of them. When he was in Providence at the Dunk this past weekend, he was in a custom warm-up suit from Under Armour. They flew to Providence, reps from Under Armour, to talk to Amir and give him this suit. They are now saying that his NIL deals well into the six figures.
Wow.
So when it comes to Amir Khan, he's almost at 100,000 on Instagram. He's at almost 40,000 on TikTok. The guy knows what he's doing. Mm-hmm. He's marketable and he's a senior. So it does seem like this might be the end of him
when it comes to. I heard he's going to go to UNC with his head coach and be a part of that staff there, like a graduate student manager assistant.
Yeah.
So the NIL deals will continue, perhaps.
But the best thing about him being a senior is the amount of interviews he's going to get, allegedly, is like people are clawing to try to get him around their program. So,
what
Amir.
Do you mean? Like, what do you mean?
Like, other colleges want him to come work for them.
Oh, they do?
Yes.
Oh.
To be the head equipment manager?
Well, no, just to work in some type of capacity with the team.
What does he do?
He was.
I mean, like, what was he?
He carries a boombox.
All right, so all right. Yeah, I feel like Debo Samuel's the king of aura.
Curtis had that job at BC.
He's very talented.
No.
The team manager.
I know he's the team manager, but what got him his fame?
Because he started having this presence where he had the boombox, and then he started getting big on social media.
You don't know Drip like walking into Rogie's in BC apparel, saying, "I do the Agbai Powerade."
Yes.
Is quite...
You were ahead of your time, Curtis.
My NIL was John Curtis.
Yes.
So he does the Debo Samuel where he walks out with the boombox.
Yes.
All right.
And he's making six figs for it, so good for him.
I think I need to see receipts.
There's no way he has 12 NIL deals and he's not making six figures.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, there is.
If he's getting wings and clothes.
I feel like Under Armour, he might have said, I need $50,000 to wear the sweatsuit, and they said no, and we're not paying you that, but we'll give you the sweatsuit. And he said, sure, bring it on over.
There's no way they paid him $50.
But he's doing like TurboTax. I mean, 12 different NIL deals. He can make into the six figures easily. I think that was very smart of a lot of these brands.
All right.
Okay.
All right. I was just like, I was confused when you took a picture. I was like, who's this guy? I thought it was
a fan.
We
had talked about him on Friday.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't realize what his name was. I was like, all right, whatever.
Well, it just said Aura on the back because he's
like,
Amir Aura
I was
Khan.
Like, is this some dude from the Celtics game?
And not to be a stickler, but like Aura by its definition is not something that you would write out. It's just there.
That's kind of the joke about it, though. Like, does he really have Aura?
Mm. All right. All right.
So he's like the old lady from the what team was that? Loyola?
Is that Sister Jean or whatever?
Yes, yes.
Ken and Curtis on their show Saturday, Ken was talking about he has inside information on Sister Jean that she was not a very nice woman.
Hilarious.
In the middle of Lent, he's ripping Sister Jean.
What?
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Ken is a wild man.
Apparently somebody here used to know somebody who works here now that Ken spoke with.
Mm-hmm.
Interacted with Sister Jean, well, and she was a little bit nasty.
Which
doesn't seem, for a woman of the cloth,
doesn't seem right.
Doesn't seem
Can
right.
Can you imagine if NIL was around when she was around? Well, she would have made,
made a lot of money.
Yes.
I don't think she's taken a vow of poverty.
Yeah,
with,
so yeah, it would all go to the church. Wait,
I don't think she could take the, she would have probably just said, call Amir.
I think nuns are just misunderstood. That's probably where Ken got his information. Because I had a lot of nuns growing up, and, you know, they were hard, but misunderstood.
I was assaulted by Sister Jean, a different Sister Jean, at the Church of Most Precious Blood in Dover as a kid, CCD. But
I had a nun in first grade. I loved her. She was, like, my favorite teacher. But on your birthday, you got to decide if you wanted to be spanked the amount of years that you were or, like, just chanted.
Yeah, I'm just glad I got out before that happened. But, Greg, I would say this. The biggest fraud about poverty is Vatican City. My God. Walk around those places. That's see how they live.
Nice.
I don't like pain, but spanking is nice.
My mother almost beat up a nun.
Really?
Chelsea.
Wow.
Yeah, she hit me on the hand with a ruler when I was in school. And my mother went up there and almost beat her up. Said, if you ever put your hands on my son again.
Did she remove you from the school?
Yeah.
She did.
I was young.
Well, that explains a lot. Because you obviously didn't go to any other school.
No, it was like first grade or second grade. Yeah.
So basically your intellectual growth was stunted at first grade?
No.
That explains a lot.
I feel like my intellectual growth was stunted when I went to Boston Public Schools.
All right, Courtney, thank you.
Thank you.
And you said tens of offers coming in for Amir.
135 phone calls in a week, and he's signed 12 of them. So you guys keep laughing at Amir. He's laughing straight to the bank.
How do we confirm he got 130 phone calls?
Oh, that's what officials are saying.
Get your bread, Amir.
Yeah. Well, we know he's signed 12.
Well, Wiggy, your lead this morning.
All right, good morning. So mine's going to be quick here because I am obviously I'm disappointed with the Patriots and what they're doing offensively, but I'm even more disappointed that you let Steph Diggs get out the building without giving him a contract. And I just don't understand why you would do that. You could probably get him for cheap. We were talking 12 to 13 million.
Yep.
I feel like you could probably get him less for that because of the injury. And if he's only going to be playing in 8 games, depending on when he's coming back, let's say he comes back around week 6 because he blew out his ACL last year during week 8. So let's say he's available for you week 6, week 8, somewhere in that world. He's only playing 8 games, so you'll be able to get him at a cheaper price. I don't understand what the Pats are doing that they let him get out the building because now it just opens up a door for another team. You haven't even reached out to – we talked about some other players. There's been no other reports, whether it's Amari Cooper, whether it's Keenan Allen, whether it's Tyler Lockett. There's been no other whispers or reports of these guys coming to visit New England. So there's no way the I'm just like my confusion of your options for wide receiver.
Yeah. I see more and more mocks.
Uh-huh.
Which have the New England Patriots at number 4 selecting Travis Hunter. Is it possible that is their option internally at the wide receiver position? And they're not going to add a veteran. They're not going to add an A.
But that though,
is it possible, Shime?
There's no way they could.
That would suck,
Professor. Is that what they might be thinking over there?
Look, I don't know. I hope not. I don't want to take. I think Travis Hunter is a massive risk. I just don't think that the idea of playing two ways in the NFL is so foreign. It may work out, but there's also a chance that it doesn't. And it's horribly bad. And then you lose out on the 4th overall pick.
But if he's not going to play two ways, like Courtney said, if he's going to strictly play one side of the ball, I listen.
If I'm just taking a receiver, though, I'd rather just take
Tet McMillan. So we can debate which receiver you want. But even if it's Tet McMillan, if it's Travis Hunter, the issue that I still have is now you're relying on a rookie wide receiver with a bunch of young guys. You're still not even adding a veteran presence to that room. So if you want to say, if you want to convince me, like, we're taking Travis Hunter and have him play receiver, okay, you can convince me on that. But where is the veteran presence in that receiver room that can potentially
make it? Sounds like it's just going to be Kendrick Bourne, basically.
Yeah, it really is confusing, but it seems like they're throwing all their eggs into the Steph Diggs basket.
Well, and eggs are so expensive these days.
Going down. But they would say this also, Mike Reese at an event at the Patriots season ticket holders pre-draft confab said that they're going to stay in touch, but it did not strike me that the Patriots and Diggs were going to get to an agreement.
Really?
The way in which he said it, I could be reading too much into it. He said they were going to get effed by the refs, and I said, I don't know. But I do believe Mike Reese is as connected as anybody.
And so he's saying they're going to stay in touch.
Right. Nothing imminent.
They'll keep sending each other notes here and there.
Right.
Maybe even voice notes.
Yeah.
Maybe angry Principal Dave could send a voice note to Steph Diggs, try to convince him to come here.
My question is, what the hell is the point of staying in touch?
Yeah.
You just met him. You either like him or you don't.
Right.
So sign him if you want him, or say we're not. It's just like the Patriots morphing into the Red Sox.
And if you want him and you want him at a specific price, then at least give him a contract offer and see what happens.
Yeah.
It's all just hot air. They're not going to get him. They're going to take Travis Hunter at 4. And if he's really good, they'll say that was the plan all along. But I don't believe they ever had one.
All right, quick break. And then my lead coming up next.